Happy Saturday, everybody. Just before the show, I got two things to tell you real quick. First of all, very cool offer to watch some games for free. Your local NFL on CBS games are streaming live on CBS All Access. Start your free trial right now at cbs.com/NFL. That's cbs.com/NFL. And don't forget to listen to Eye on Fantasy Football tonight on CBS Sports Radio, 10 p.m. to midnight. We'll talk about the latest on Ezekiel Elliott, and we'll answer all your questions. That's 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio or cbssportsradio.com. Enjoy the mailbag.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go!
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go!
If you still draft quarterbacks in round one, we're here to help.
Let's go!
Yeah, plenty of your emails here as we help you set your lineups. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Adam and Jamie here. You're hearing this on Saturday. We're recording on Friday morning, so there might be some injury news that we don't know about. Hello again, Jamie.
Hello, buddy.
All right, let's do this here. First time ever doing a bonus mailbag show. Actually, we've done this before, but not until like week 15 or 16. So we're going to try to make this a weekly thing. Mike in Boise, Idaho. I think you're supposed to say it like that, not Boise. Hey, Dan, Mark, and Lorenzo.
No idea.
Those got to be Dolphins, right? 80s Dolphins. I don't know who Lorenzo is.
Oh, Lorenzo Hampton.
Okay, fair enough, old man. Full PPR league. I have Keenan Allen, Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, and Martavis Bryant. Keenan Allen, Tate, Fitzgerald, and Bryant. I need to start three. Who would you sit? Ooh.
I would sit Keenan Allen.
Okay. Allen and Tate are tough ones there, so but sit
yes.
Keenan Allen. From Virgil. Hey, Adam and friends.
No, you know what? I'm going to sit Golden Tate.
You're going to sit Golden Tate? Okay. Keenan Allen over Tate. 10-team league. I somehow ended up with Julio Jones and A.J. Green in the first two rounds. How about that? Not too happy with all my running backs. Kareem Hunt, yay. Bilal Powell, Theo Riddick, and Danny Woodhead. So I've been shopping some trades early and got a proposal from an opponent. Get Ezekiel Elliott and Doug Martin, give up Julio Jones. Should I take that trade?
Not until we know what the scenario is, which I guess by the time you're hearing it, you will know Friday night. But we're recording this Friday afternoon. So if you can wait that out, then I would wait that out.
I fear that he can't, though. I fear that the trade might be off the table, like if he gets good news on Zeke.
Yeah, well, there was the report from somebody that somebody said something about something.
Wait, what? Do I know this?
There was a report that somebody heard that the judge is going to lean in Elliott's favor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that the one you told me about a few days ago?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, well, it's just a little report. Virgil, thank you for your question. Cody wants to know who to flex this week. Martavis Bryant or Brandon Marshall?
Bryant.
Tyler Eifert or Delanie Walker?
Delanie.
This is from Andres Sanchez. Wait, why are you kind of low on Tyler Eifert, by the way, against the Ravens, just fearing that Ravens D?
I think the Ravens D is good, and I think that, you know, Eifert, I know he's playing with the knee injury, but I'm still a little bit concerned.
Okay. I know Heath is all about Charles Clay, says Andres. Would you drop Jack Doyle for Charles Clay?
I think you could do that if you don't want to carry two tight ends. If we get news that Andrew Luck is playing next week, Jack Doyle will probably be very popular off the waiver wire.
You're going to regret that if you do. It's tough playing for week one versus playing for the season, you know? Like, you got to win. Week one's still important.
Yeah, and there, again, the Dolphins-Bucks game impacted a lot of fantasy owners. The you know, injuries, clearly, that we have are going to impact people, like Luck. And so if you have to make that move, just do it Sunday night, or excuse me, Saturday night, and hopefully you get Doyle back on Tuesday.
Okay. Would you rather go with Fleener or Clay this week? This is from Sean. Charles Clay or Kobe Fleener?
I think Clay has a higher ceiling, although Fleener is just so interesting because of the one game that Willie Snead missed last year and the fact that they're going to need him.
By the way, it looks like you have a pretty nice hotel room. There's some artwork. Looks all right.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, good. Are you enjoying New York City?
Yes. Yes.
Can, please go to Patsy's.
I'm not here that long, and so I will not be going to Patsy's.
But why didn't you go yesterday? You had your chance.
I went somewhere else. That was probably better.
No, yeah. It wasn't better. I just don't get it. Like, you just trust me for once. All right, Ryan in Long Island. I got to start 2 in half PPR. Kevin White, Tyler Lockett. No. Sorry. So I took out that question. He gave us 2 questions. I only have 1. Who would you rather start deep league, Kevin White or Tyler Lockett, PPR?
Kevin White, but I would not be surprised, and this is just somebody to keep an eye on, if Paul Richardson comes out and has a big game. So just put him on your radar if you can.
Yeah, I mean, well, it is the bonanza.
True.
Yeah, so. Anton from a city in Canada.
Dave would say Ontario.
No, he would say, like, somewhere in Wisconsin. Hey, Ned, Caitlin, Rob, and Rickon. We know them.
Yes.
I have a flex situation. Bilal Powell or Zach Ertz?
It would Ertz me to say Powell, so I'm going to say Zach Ertz.
All right, Zach Ertz it is. A few more emails here. Justin from a small town in southern Ohio. We have more than a few. Justin from a small town in southern Ohio.
I don't know if it's small, but we'll just say Columbus.
Yeah, I don't know if it's small either. Who do I start from this group? I need to pick 3, so basically sit 1. Alshon Jeffrey, Keenan Allen, Kelvin Benjamin, Stephon Diggs.
I'm going to sit Keenan Allen.
All right, so you're going to start Jeffrey, Benjamin, and Diggs.
Yes, if you're listening to our Friday show and then our Saturday show, I know I said I was going to move Diggs up, and I did that.
There you go. Beautiful. Pick 2 from Adam in a horse racing town in upstate New York. I know this. Where's all the horse racing in upstate New York?
It's where, isn't it where the third leg of the Triple Crown is?
That's not that far upstate, but maybe. I know. Oh, you know what, Adam? You've stumped me, and now I don't want to answer your question, but I will anyway. Pick 2, Crowell, Ingram, Rob Kelly.
Bench Ingram.
So Crowell and Kelly over Ingram. Nick from Rhode Island, PPR League. Tyler Lockett, Thomas Rawls, Cole Beasley, Wendell Smallwood. I don't know how many he needs, but Lockett, Rawls, Beasley, and Smallwood.
I will take Rawls, Beasley, Smallwood, Lockett.
In that order. Okay.
Yes.
What are your general expectations for Rawls this week?
I think he has the most touches of the Seattle running backs, and it's going to be messy, so I would try to avoid him.
All right, here's George from California. Who's the better stash, Matt Breida or Jamal Williams? And would you drop Hoopa as the Gronk owner for Breida so I could keep Williams?
Yes, that's the easy move to make. The better stash... Aaron Rodgers. I still want to say Jamal Williams, but it's so hard. probably Matt Breida.
All right. You know, I've been advising a few people who have Gronk, have been asking about second tight ends, and I don't really see a point in rostering one if you have a Gronk. But if you are going to roster one, the guy that makes the most sense to me is Dwayne Allen.
There's just so many guys that'll be waiver wire fodder.
No, but you're never, ever starting a tight end over a Gronk. Never, unless he gets hurt. And if he does,
right.
Dwayne Allen is the guy to pick up.
Sure, but the you know, I'm with you. I would not carry 2 tight ends. But the other side of it is, you know that if Rob Gronkowski gets hurt, the first guy everybody's running to get is Dwayne Allen.
Yeah,
because Martellus Bennett was good last year. And so the Gronk owner is trying to get ahead of that. So if you're... Like you said, if you're going to carry 2, you carry Dwayne Allen if that's the route you want to go. But I don't know if what Dwayne Allen will give you is better than what Charles Clay will give you, is better than what Fleener will give you.
I think it will be. I mean, Clay.
It might be, but think about it. Over the course of time that Gronk has been hurt, there's really been 1 tight end that's been good, and that's been Martellus Bennett. Because he's good.
Yeah. But Dwayne Allen, yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. But you're not talking about great players available on waivers at tight end. You're talking about just playing matchups.
No, but look, we're 1 game into week 1 as we're recording this. Demetrius Harris scored a touchdown in that Thursday night game, right?
But
he's not going to be very good, but
right.
There's going to be Evan Engram may come out and have a big game. If you're the Gronk owner, would you rather carry Gronk and Engram if Engram looks good, or Gronk and Dwayne Allen with the hope that Gronk gets hurt? Or would you rather take a chance on maybe David Njoku's good, or maybe Vance McDonald is good?
Truthfully,
or maybe,
I would take Allen over all those guys. Engram is the only one that I'd have to hesitate on.
They're all in – look, the point would be is, what if Engram blows up, or Njoku blows up, or McDonald blows up, or George Kittle, you know, pick Zach Miller, Charles Clay, whatever the case may be. That's more value to you than waiting for Gronk to get hurt.
But yeah, speaking of which, Kittle, we went through the 49ers-Panthers game very quickly on the Friday show. Kittle has a good matchup. It's a real stretch to start him, but I don't know.
Nobody's starting him week one.
No, but like super deep league, I just want to say he has, based on last year, a very good matchup. I think the Panthers gave up the third most.
But if he's
points.
The guy, because they could still use Logan Paulson.
Yeah.
Kyle Juszczyk.
All right, fine. I just think like you can say all those guys, a lot of them might be owned by the time Gronk gets hurt, if he gets hurt. So I just think if you're going to stash a tight end, maybe it'd be Allen. Also, as sure as I was, Jamie, that the Patriots were going to win on Thursday, and I said it was a lock, that's how sure I am that David Njoku is not going to be fantasy relevant this year.
Agree.
Yeah. Which means pick him up right now, because I'm an idiot. So before we get to more of your emails...
You mean David Njoku.
David Njoku. I've also heard people say Njoku, and it's I don't think that's true. I don't think that's the case. Please don't say that.
The one that makes me laugh is whenever Dave says it wrong in your mind.
He says Njoku?
Huh?
He says Njoku?
I think so. But there's been a few times where he said it, at least according to you, incorrectly, and you've corrected it.
I thought that was Heath. But maybe. I am like the gatekeeper to David Njoku. You don't pronounce his name wrong in front of me. All right, we'll get back to the emails in just a second, but listen, people, you gotta get on the draft app or playdraft.com. And if you want a free entry just to test it out, you can use our promo code FFToday. FFToday. But listen, this is my new favorite app, and it's not even that new for me. I've been playing it for more than a year now, both baseball and football, and why it's different than other daily fantasy apps is you get to do a draft every single week, a snake draft, and they only take a few minutes. You know, you don't have much time on the clock. There aren't that many people. You're not filling out full, complete rosters, but there actually are a lot of different ways you can customize your drafts, too. Listen, download the draft app right now. Search draft in the App Store and join a game in just minutes, and you can play for free on your computer at playdraft.com or on the app, on the draft app, if you use the promo code FFToday. If you search for draft in the App Store, it'll be the first one that comes up. And again, that promo code is FFToday. But this is really fun stuff. We all love doing snake drafts. So do more of them. Download the draft app or go on playdraft.com and use the promo code FFToday for a limited time. You get a free entry into a pay league, a free entry into a real money game with the promo code FFToday. All right, more emails from Sean in New York. Dear Jamie Poo, you have Decker ranked just ahead of Fournette. I have to flex one of them in PPR. Please advise, Jamie Poo.
I think Decker's got a great situation. He's got a good matchup against the slot cornerback for the Raiders, and he's healthy. He scored in 14 of 18 of his last games. So Fournette just makes me a little bit nervous in his debut against the Texans.
And from Joe, I thought about trading T.Y. Hilton and Carlos Hyde. Give up Hilton and Hyde, get Allen Robinson and Jordan Howard. Would you give up Hilton and Hyde for Robinson and Howard?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. I want to see how long Andrew Luck's out first.
Jim in Philadelphia says, hey, Beavis and Butthead, who would you like to be?
I would like to be Beavis.
I knew you were going to say that, and it was a trick. It was a trick, because Butthead is the much smarter one. He is the leader. Beavis is an idiot. He's the real
Butthead.
Yeah,
but Butthead. He's the funny one.
He is probably funnier, yeah. But which, wow.
Now I get to say, I need TP for my bunk.
There you go. PPR league, John Brown, Sterling Shepard, or Dante Moncrief?
John Brown.
From Kyle, I have Le'Veon Bell, Zeke, Kareem Hunt, Doug Martin, Terrence West, and Amir Abdullah. Wow.
Congratulations on your championship.
Zeke, Bell, Hunt, Martin, West, and Abdullah. Who should I trade to get max value at running back, and who should I aim to get at wide receiver? Sorry, he wants to trade a running back for a receiver.
I would wait until the ruling is done on Elliott to see, because you don't want to be down. You don't want to trade Hunt, let's just say, to get a superstar receiver. And then you're down Hunt, or you're down Elliott until week 8, and you're down Martin until week 5, because that really hurts your depth. So while it sounds great now, you know, if you punt on Hunt, then you're losing essentially 3 backs for a significant stretch. But if Elliott is fine and he gets the TRO and you're able to have him all season, then I would shop Hunt while his value is at its absolute highest.
Clint from a town in Western Ohio. I don't really know the geography very well.
We'll go back to Columbus.
Columbus again, sure. After Kareem Hunt went supernova on Thursday night, I need some guys that have a chance at some big points this week. So which 3 would you start out of? Crowell, Lamar Miller, Keenan Allen, Golden Tate, and Demaryius Thomas.
I would start Crowell. I would start
Miller, Allen, Tate, Thomas.
Yeah, Crowell, Miller, and Allen.
All right. PPR League, this is Jameth from La Quinta, California. PPR League, highest floor this week, Sproles or Theo Riddick?
Sproles.
My name is John. I have Luck as my quarterback. I had to pick up Cutler, but now that's not going to happen. So Tyrod Taylor, Sam Bradford, Jared Goff, Joe Flacco, Taylor, Bradford, Goff, Flacco. Who do I start?
I would start Taylor. Good performance against the Jets last year when the Jets were better. And I'm surprised at this line, that it's so big in Buffalo's favor.
I took the Jets in a pick'em.
Yeah, it's a smart move. But the Bills to win, right?
Yeah, I took the Jets with the points. So I didn't have to pick.
I think that Taylor is going to play well.
All right, Jose in a city in California. Let's go with La Quinta, just like Jameth.
Sure.
12-team PPR league. I don't like to start players against my defense. I would like your opinion on that. So he's got the Cardinals defense. He has Stafford. He has Dalton. What would you do?
I would start Dalton. They're close enough anyway. And if you want to avoid that, just avoid the headache. Look, they're both playing good defenses, but Stafford probably has a tougher matchup of the two.
Yeah, and I don't really care about starting players against my defense. I'm not going to – like, they're independent of each other. You put in your lineup the players that you think are going to score the most fantasy points, but if you want to use it as a tiebreaker, fine. Patrick in a California oceanfront town. What's up with all these Californians? California oceanfront town. Santa Monica?
Santa Monica. San Diego.
All right. Is San Diego oceanfront?
I don't know.
Yeah, Santa Monica, Jamie. Let's go with that. Dear Joyce, Dean, Brown, and Franco.
James?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Nice work. Somehow, Mariota.
When I actually look at your notes, I can see it, so it's a little different.
There you go. Mariota's still on waivers in a PPR league.
What?
Yeah, I know. Should I drop Jacquizz Rodgers? I have Doug Martin. Should I drop Jacquizz Rodgers to pick up Mariota and carry him along with Matt Ryan?
Yes. He says he has Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt, Amir Abdullah. So yes, you could drop Jacquizz Rodgers. Look, we lost one of Rodgers' great games. He's going to have an opportunity for a very good game next week against Chicago. But then it gets daunting.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And here's another email. I don't have a name, sorry. Please help.
Irma in the Atlantic.
My league is going crazy, calling for blood and saying the following was collusion. Please bring perspective. 2 quarterback league. I have Luck and Rodgers. I made a trade in another league with another league member. My Deshaun Jackson for his Blake Bortles. It's a 2 quarterback league. Give up Deshaun for Bortles. Okay. There's heavy talk that Chad Henne could replace Bortles. So he suggested adding insurance to the deal. The agreement was that if Bortles was to be replaced by Henne by week 3, I get to trade back for Deshaun. He wins by getting overpaid for Blake Bortles to begin with my Deshaun Jackson. The trade itself I thought was fair with the agreement, but my league has taken the stance that the agreement to the trade is collusion. What do you think?
I don't think it's collusion.
I am not okay with this.
Why?
I don't think that 2 teams should be allowed to make conditional trades. where if this happens, you get the player back? Absolutely not.
But teams in sports make conditional trades all the time.
I knew you were going to go there, and I still don't like it. I don't know what to say to that jerk, but I still am not okay with it.
I could understand that it's questionable because so that guy, let's just say, gets 2 great weeks out of DeSean Jackson, which is now not going to be the case. But let's just say he goes off against Chicago. I forget who the week 3 opponent is. And so then it's bye week 3. Or is it through week? By week 3, it says.
By week 3.
So if it's by week 3, yeah, I think I'm okay with it.
I don't like it. It's shenanigans. Devin was offered Gronk straight up for Zeke. He has Hunt, McCaffrey, Mixon, Doug Martin, and Marlon Mack. Hunt, McCaffrey, Mixon, Martin, and Mack. A lot of M's. Would you trade Zeke for Gronk?
It's hard to say because we're doing things on Saturday and
true.
The answer will be on Friday. So
it's true. Yeah.
If it passed, then the answer is no. If the TRO passed through or was granted, then no.
Okay. All right, man. Thank you for filling in or not filling in for doing this.
Filling in for myself.
And we'll be back tomorrow night. We're hoping everything's a little in flux with Irma, but. We should be back tomorrow night to recap the games, and
yes.
We can't wait. So week 1, let's get started here. Bonanza, Packers, Seahawks. And for your listening pleasure, here is the full Saved by the Le'Veon Bell song. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Sunday.
Yeah, please, everybody, be safe.
When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about a Giants bank up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his back up off the waiver wire. It's alright, I've got Le'Veon Bell. If I lose, there's a flex, I know I'm in a mess. Well, I better do my homework tonight. Reading Jamie Starter sit, Dave's chart is legit. Ethan Adams shared a team, it was a dumpster fire. It's alright.